June 4, 2019, Tuesday of the 7th week of Easter. Meditation to prepare the Feast of Pentecost. Today we reflect about chastity.
Spiritus, ubi vult spiritus.
Dear Holy Spirit, today I call you especially for a problem of today, which is darkening the life of so much people. The sense for chastity is lost often, and it seems to be for people like a relict from old times, like a souvenir. When you speak from chastity, often people do not understand at all. And even in the church, sometimes you earn a smile. But the chastity is a fruit out of the life with you, and a wonderful gift, which is strengthening the dignity of human being. But why, Holy Spirit, we are not very receptive for the beauty of the chastity? Do we not have any eyes to see the dignity of chastity? Are we so much sexualized and blind to see this wonderful gift, the inner strength, the integrity of a virgin?
Oh God, create in me a pure heart, renew a right spirit within me.
Chastity does not mean that you have a relationship to this sphere of sexuality which is not free, that we are always anxious, that we have natural inclinations, or that this sphere of sexuality is not attracting us. No. But chastity means we are very sensible with that. And often, if we live in chastity, it's something we can approach without any problems. So chastity is saying much more than only to think of sexuality. It's the inner school of the spirit that we can avoid things that they dominate about us. It is like an inner line we have. And part of it is the Aszese in a very good way. In relationship to the sexuality, we learn the worth of this gift and that this love, sexual love, is an aspect of true love within the marriage. And all this strong feelings of lust is integrated into the sphere of love. Before we are married, the chastity teaches us to wait and to keep our whole capacity of love for the one. We give our whole love. And if we live the chastity because of the Lord, we give all this sphere of sexuality to the Lord. And it experienced a transformation. We say we will be capable for universal love.
Oh God, create in me a pure heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Oh God, create in me a pure heart. Renew a right spirit within me.
But all what I said, Holy Spirit, is true, but it's so far away from the praxis today. And how much suffering is coming out of that. Human beings are selling the beauty of the soul and the integrity of the person very easily, and they don't notice it. They don't notice that the capacity of love is going to be weakened. And how much attacks against chastity the young people have to suffer. And Holy Spirit, we have to say it clearly. Sometimes in some countries, the little kids from school, they come into contact with this fear through teachings in a very bad way. So please, Holy Spirit, let us discover again the chastity. And if we had the experience not to live in chastity and had all the suffering of it, and you called us to come out of this trap, then we can win a new chastity, which is bringing everything into order inside of ourselves, and we receive a new dignity and new beauty. Your wonderful splendor of the chastity.
Attendite populo meus legem meam, inclinate aurem vestram in verba oris mea.